Dan, do you enjoy a good root beer?
No.
Why is that?
I don't like the taste.
Okay, well, there you go. Fair enough. Esmeralda, do you enjoy a good root beer?
I do.
I do, too. I enjoy a good root beer. You know, I was under the impression that all root beers were caffeine-free. No caffeine.
Would you include Dr. Pepper as a root beer?
No. Dr. Pepper is not a root beer.
No?
No. Dr. Pepper is just Dr. Pepper.
Oh.
Doesn't taste at all like root beer.
I don't know. Root beers can be... I've had birch beer.
What's that?
It's
birch?
Made with birch.
Really?
It's a East Coast thing. Philly.
Is
That's
it,
where I tried it.
It's not alcoholic, is it?
No.
Oh, so it's just like root beer, but it's
like
birch.
I think, I'm assuming it's like sarsaparilla.
Oh, all right.
It's like a different root that they brew with, I guess. No clue.
There was one of the most root beers are caffeine free. One of them has caffeine. And it fooled me one time because, you know, I don't do the caffeine. And there used to be, Dan, you remember in the break room over in the Tribune building when we were all on the first floor? They had a pop machine in the break room?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I went in and I got a root beer. And then I took a couple of sips and I looked at the can and it didn't say caffeine free. And I was turning the can around and I said it had caffeine, so I had to throw it out. But I took like two sips of it. And I can't remember what it was. I don't know which one. I think it was Barks.
What color was it?
It was like, I can't remember.
The can. Nothing?
I can't remember. It was like silver maybe. So I think it was Barks.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
But it fooled me.
It does have bite, you know.
Barks, oh yeah, maybe that's what it is. The bite is caffeine and they don't tell anybody about it. People who don't want caffeine in their system, like me. But yeah, Barks, I think, is what it was. Because wasn't it a Coke machine? And Barks is a Coke product.
That makes sense. Yes,
okay,
it was a Coke machine.
Okay, it was a Coke machine, so that's what it was. It was Barks. So Barks has caffeine. Whereas most other, if you are a non-caffeine person like myself, you can safely order a root beer and not worry that it has caffeine. So, They tested 9 brands of root beer, and they did A&W, Barks, Dad's, Goose Island, IBC. Goose Island's root beer is really good. You ever had? No, Dan, you don't like root beer.
I see.
So you wouldn't have had it. IBC, Mug, Sioux City, Sprecher, and Stewart's. I've had A&W, I've had Barks, I've had Dad's, I've had Goose Island, I've had IBC, I've had Mug. I have not had Sioux City, I've not had Sprecher, and I've not had Stewart's. Sprecher, isn't Sprecher, don't they, Sprecher does seltzer and they do ginger ale and stuff like
they
that?
They do a bunch of like, yeah, craft soda, craft yeah. pop as they call it up in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Do they do beer as well?
They do. Yes,
yeah.
It's a brewery.
And, but yeah, Goose Island root beer is really good. So have you, Esmeralda, do you have a preferred root beer?
I enjoy a Barks.
Barks. Okay. So you enjoy caffeine.
I like IBC.
Okay. How about Mug?
I think it's okay. I feel like Barks is always the one I go for.
What about A&W? That's a classic.
Yeah. That one I like. Although I think... when I usually have had it, and this might be just for all root beers, you kind of start towards the end of it because it warms up. It gets this medicine-ier flavor that I don't enjoy. Or gets too sweet, I think.
So you
A&W kind of has that problem.
So you just down it as quickly as possible?
I mean, you kind of have to.
Now, have you had Goose Island?
I'm not sure. I probably have.
It's very good. How about Sioux City?
No.
Sprecher?
That one I think I've had as well.
Stewart's?
No.
Okay. Of the ones that we mentioned that I've had, I think A&W probably takes it, but Goose Island is really close. Goose Island is really, really good. So here's what they found out. We've got honorable mention, we've ever runner-up, and then we have best in show. You ready, Esmeralda, for the results here?
Mm-hmm.
Honorable mention is Sioux City. This small batch brand had our tasters asking for more with its smooth vanilla flavor. We enjoyed this slightly sweet but not overly sugary root beer for its long finish and subtle flavors. When you're looking for something a bit special, i.e. the old-fashioned glass bottle, you can't go wrong with Sioux City's root beer. With just the right amount of fizz, it made for a satisfying sip. When it comes in a glass bottle, that's cool. You know, I'll tell you something. If I still drank Coke, I love the fact that now Juul is carrying the Mexican Coke in the glass bottles. Because you used to have to go, they didn't have it at Juul. You used to have to go to little corner stores to get it, or independent markets. But now it's at Juul. You can get the man. That's the difference is insane.
I'm still amazed that Coca-Cola doesn't just use sugar.
Yeah,
especially if they've seen the popularity of Mexican Coke.
I know, and I mean it's seriously night and day.
Or you would think that they would come out with.
What, a product called Mexican Coke?
Well, they just be like Coke with real sugar.
Yeah.
I don't know, because I mean it's all the same because they all get the same profits. But
yeah, but they it's true. But I mean that Coke is going a different route now. You know, everything is zero and diet and all that. You know, and now there's like 12 different diet Coke flavors. And by the way, Gillian Jacobs is doing like Coke commercials now, diet Coke commercials. They show them at the movie theaters. Every week when I go to the movies, I get to see Gillian Jacobs drink a Diet Coke, which is not a bad thing because I'll watch her do anything. Britta drinking a Coke. I wonder if she had a filter for it. Hold on a minute. Wait a minute. Hold it a minute. Right. See, because Britta is the name of a water filter. I don't know if you guys maybe got that joke or not.
Oh, Esmeralda is laughing hysterically, but our mic's not working.
Oh, I see. That's what it is. Oh, by the way, your mic is fixed. We just remembered that. We had a little...
It is. I came in and I asked him, like, is it fixed?
Esmeralda broke the radio station yesterday. I don't know if you guys were
just
listening.
Just part of it.
Just for a little while. I only broke part of the radio station for a little while.
It was fine.
So Sioux City is the runner-up. I've never had that. Has anybody ever had Sioux City root beer? 312-981-7200. And if you are a root beer person, what is your favorite? Do you enjoy many root beers? 312-981-7200. You know, whenever you talk about root beer, we have to talk about Frankensteins. You remember Frankensteins?
What's that?
Frankensteins was a... like a hot dog place in Indiana that had a giant Frankenstein monster.
Oh, right. You were outside. Talking about that.
He had a hot dog in one hand and a mug of root beer in the other.
Mm-hmm. That sounds nice.
And it was Frankensteins.
Oh, no.
Because you get steins of root beer.
Hot dogs and
root beer?
Yeah. Let's go.
It's closed. I don't think it's.
Oh.
I don't think it's there
like
anymore.
Closed for good or just.
No, I think it's closed
nighttime.
I think it's closed for good. This was a place that was open. Is it right, Dan? We find out it was like outside of Hammond, right? It was outside of Hammond, Indiana. And if you look it up, Esmeralda, you'll see the big Frankenstein statue. I loved that place mainly because there was a big Frankenstein statue out in front of it, and then the food was good. The hot dogs were great, and the root beer was really great. But it had one of the greatest signs ever.
Why would they close that?
I don't know. I think it's closed. Well, maybe, you know, some of the people in Indiana would know different. But I think it is closed.
Oh, no. I'm looking at a website that says that the restaurant is gone and the statue was demolished in the 1990s.
Now, why would you do that?
Why would you get rid of that? That's probably an attraction.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
By the way, there's a picture I'm looking at, and he's still not happy. Still doesn't look happy. He's got a hot dog. He's got a
yeah. No, I got a picture of him too.
Man does not.
And that's a frothy root beer.
It is
that he's got. That's
well,
a
he's Frankenstein. He probably shook it up because he didn't know any better.
And then Yeah, Frankenstein. That was, you know, my parents would take me there, you know, because I was obsessed with monsters, as you know, Esmeralda, because you bought me that lovely hand-drawn monster villain card, which is awesome. But my parents, you know, my parents were like, oh, yeah, the kid will go nuts because there's a giant Frankenstein monster out in front of the place. Even if the food sucks, we have to go. It was Gary, Indiana, not Hammond. It's Gary, Indiana. You think Michael Jackson went there when he was a kid? I wonder. See, that's the first thing that would pop into my mind. Does Michael Jackson enjoy Frankenstein? We know he likes zombies and stuff.
You should ask Janet.
Yeah, let's call up Janet.
Yeah.
I got her number.
She's not busy.
No. She's touring, though.
She's got the baby. She's probably
right?
up.
Exactly. She's probably listening. Hey, Janet, call in.
Oh, that's right. She just had a baby, didn't she? Wow. How old is she? She had a baby?
50, she's old enough.
52?
52? No, I think she's older than I am. I'm 53. I think Janet Jackson's older than me.
Old enough, man.
Good for her, man.
52.
Oh, I'm older than Janet Jackson? What the hell, man? Not like Janet Jackson's an old woman. I'm wow. All right. All right, let's take a quick break, and then we'll come back. Does anybody enjoy root beers? 312-981-7200. I will give you the runner-up and the best in show. Esmeralda will tell you which one's one. All right. 312-981-7200. Oh, yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. What's happening? We are live in the Allstate Skyline studios here, and we're here till 5 a.m. It's Friday. Fly Jams Friday. Get your R&B requests in. 312-981-7200. We are also going to have our regular features of You Big Dummy, Straight Out of Context, and Nick D Show Spies. That's all coming up here on our Friday morning. Okay, we're talking about the root beer world of root beer. And there was a website that taste tested 9 brands of root beer. And they were A&W, Barks, Dad's, Goose Island, IBC, Mug, Sioux City, Sprecher, and Stewart's. And so far, the honorable mention, first one for the honorable mention, went to Sioux City, which I've never had. And then they have the runner-up and the best in show, and we'll get to that in a couple of seconds here. But we got some texts that have come in. Alan in North Carolina says, the only root beer topping any list is New Orleans' own Barks. 630 area code says Barks has caffeine. Yeah, I discovered that.
Were you just off the walls?
No, I just took 2 sips. So,
oh, okay.
But and I just dumped it. I dumped the rest of it. Linda says Dogs and Suds root beer was locally brewed and the best. Yeah, Dogs and Suds. Everybody remember Dogs and Suds? Um, 608 area code says Frost Top root beer is really good. 218 area code says Barks is the first and best root beer I ever tried. Boy, people like Barks.
It's got bite, man.
Yeah, it's got caffeine. That's why everybody's liking it. They're all on drugs. You're on that caffeine drug. Everybody's
high.
It's
the only place we can get it.
Everybody's high on caffeine going, I like Barks. It's the only place you can get it. Schweppes, Sioux City, A&W, nothing else compares to its bite. Again, Barks, because it's got bite. Adam says Berghoff's root beer. Oh, I've had Berghoff's root beer. It's very good. 6765 area code says, my favorite root beer was Mason's. It was bottled by Pepsi Cola, but I don't think it's available anymore. I've never heard of that. Mason's. 815 area code says, I only like root beer with ice cream. Oh, the classic root beer float.
So good.
It is very, very tasty. Dan, you don't even enjoy a good root beer float?
I'll just take the ice cream.
Okay.
You just scoop it off the top and
no, he doesn't even want the root beer touching it.
I know we talked about that recently. Weird things people don't like their food touching. That would be one. I'll be like, no, I'll just get some new ice cream. Thanks.
Oh man, a root beer float is good, man.
Is it because it's medicine-y?
I
do see that.
A little bit. I mean,
it's a little herbally
with the Dr. Pepper. I know you were making that allusion before. You know, that's got the good bite and the good syrup taste. You know, like if in my head, root beer is a bad Dr. Pepper, if that makes sense.
See, and I think Dr. Pepper is a bad root beer.
And I think neither of them are even remotely related. So I and I was a Dr. Pepper. Oh, man, did I consume Dr. Pepper. Oh, my God. When my girlfriend and I, Helena, lived together, you know, we ordered the, you know, the, what was it? Not the Web Van. You remember Web Van? Web Van was the, It was not Peapod. Web Van was the other one. There was Peapod and Web Van. You guys know what Peapod is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Web Van was that. They delivered groceries. You would shop online, but it was called Web Van. And we had an account, and we shopped online and got Web Van when we were living together, and we would have the food delivered, and we used to get cases of Dr. Pepper, because she loved it too, and we would just just drink Dr. Pepper like there was no Dr. Pepper left on Earth except for the stuff in our fridge. So, here's Dwayne on WGN. Hey, Dwayne.
Hello.
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 A&W in a frosted mug, no ice, no straw.
I agree. I think that's nice. That is delicious. Absolutely delicious.
70 years ago, I was a car hop at an A&W. So
oh.
I know my root beer.
There you go. All right, Dwayne. Thanks, buddy.
Okay, right.
Yeah, I like that description. A&W root beer in a frosted mug, no straw. That's right, man. You can't drink root beer with a straw.
Or in a non-icy mug like that. Oh, yes.
Yeah, icy mugs are good, man. The frosted mug. It's good. All right. Well, we will give you the results of this taste test coming up right after we break here. We got the news coming up in a couple of minutes here. And then we'll finish the root beer results. Alrighty then. Hey, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline Studios here on a Friday morning, and all of our regular Friday features will begin in a few minutes. We'll have You Big Dummy. That's when we read real dumb news stories about real dumb people doing real dumb stuff, and then we vote. And we have a listener reader this week, and you could be a reader as well. Find a link to a funny dummy story. Send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. And Dan will get a hold of you. We'll work it out. You record it, and you will actually appear on the radio with us as part of the segment. And also, you get some Lou Malnati's pizza. It's a win-win-win situation. So that's coming up straight out of context. That's when you listen to this station 24/7. And whenever anybody says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty and it makes you giggle, you jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. And, of course, Nick D Show Spies. That's when you listen to this station. Whenever anybody mentions me or the show in any capacity, we want to know about it. You become a spy. Jot it all down and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, get back to the root beer talk. 9 brands were tested in this taste test. A&W, Barks, Dad's, Goose Island, IBC, Mug, Sioux City, Sprecher, and Stewart's. And we've been discussing Dan's dislike for root beer. Now, did you try it as a kid and just go, oh, no?
I have shared this in the past, so I'll give you the short version. But when my mom would go to Puerto Rico for a couple weeks every summer, my dad would order pepperoni pizza and get root beer. And those are the two things I don't like. So I'm sure a little bit of it is psychological.
That's right. I forgot about that. Yes. And because we talked about your dislike of, you like pepperoni raw.
Correct.
Like you get a chunk of pepperoni, cut it up and eat it. That's fine. But you don't like it on pizza.
Correct.
And we discussed this, Esmeralda, because we think it's the pools of oil.
That would make sense.
Yeah.
It's not a good look.
No, but it tastes.
Pools of oil.
But it tastes good.
Oh, yeah. No, I sometimes just buy pepperoni in that bag.
I have some
at
home.
And eat them.
Yep. No, I have some. I have a bag of pepperoni at home. Hey, and I know this is kind of sacrilege. Have you ever tried the turkey pepperoni?
I think I have.
It's good.
Yeah, I don't, you know what, I don't mind any of the turkey substitutes of things.
I mean, it's sacrilegious for me. I'm Italian. I'm not supposed to eat turkey pepperoni, but
you're probably not supposed to eat that pepperoni anyway.
And we're supposed to get like the log of pepperoni.
Right. You're supposed to probably get like some nice salami or something.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I know. You know what, man? You know, now I don't go to bars anymore, but I used to get all my sausage and pepperoni from Captain Meat.
Oh, yeah.
When he used to come in, I spent so much money.
I've only seen that man once.
Just what? Seriously? Just graced. One time?
Yeah.
What's his name? Sausage King?
Sergeant Sausage.
Sergeant Sausage or whatever his name is. I have his business card at home. I just haven't been to a bar in 3 years.
Well, why don't you order some?
I guess I could.
He'll deliver to your house.
Yeah, right. But he used to show up at the bar. You guys, I don't know if you know this or not. I know, Esmeralda, you know it. And you've only seen him one time. That's amazing that you've only seen him the one time.
Yeah, I get the ones I frequent, he never came in, so.
Dan, what about you? Have you ever
saw... I've never heard of this man.
Whoa.
Oh, he's magical.
He's the best. First of all, he's got a fantastic mustache. That's first of all. This is the dude. Listen to this, Dan. He'd show up at bars. He had a truck, and he was like the Sergeant Sausage or Sergeant Meat. I can't remember the guy's name. He had like a white butcher's coat on. He would come in with like a white butcher's coat. He would walk in quietly and unassuming. He'd walk in. He would set up a plate and cut up a bunch of sausage, different kinds of sausage, different kinds of meats and cheeses. And he'd bring out hot sausage and hot mustards and stuff. And he'd set up a plate and invite everybody at the bar to come by and try all the sausage. And then eventually everybody in the bar would spend money because he had his truck was loaded with, and he'd pass out menus to everybody. He'd send out a card, he'd pass out a menu, and then you would go down. I bought so much pepperoni from that guy. Every time he came in, because he used to come into Simon's all the time. And he'd come into Ricochet's. I mean, luckily, Esmeralda, the bars that I hung out at, he frequented a lot.
Yeah, he never came. By the way, it's G.I. Joe.
Oh, that's it, G.I. Joe. He's G.I. Joe the Sausage Man, Dan. Look him up, I'm telling you. So he'd come into bars unannounced. Quietly, wouldn't say anything to anybody. He would just cut up a bunch of sausages, different kinds of meats, set out some crackers, set out some cheese, hot mustard, and then just tell everybody to go up, and he would give everybody a menu and a card. Horseradish, absolutely. And I spent so much money. That guy made a ton of money off of me. Let me just say that. And his sausages were great, man. Like he did different varieties of salamis I bought off of that guy. I would get, he knew me. He knew that I would get two logs of pepperoni. Like I always, that was like my go-to. And then I'd get some sort of cheese and some sort of weird sausage or salami.
Esmeralda just sent me a feature that WGN TV did on him. It looks spectacular.
It is, Dan, I'm telling you. We would be sitting in the bar, you know, like drinking, watching a game or something. And then as soon as the truck would pull up, everybody in the bar would go, oh, it's G.I. Joe. And then he'd go in, set up, cut, you know, just boom, boom, boom. You try the sausage as much as you want. And then he made money, man. It's not like, I mean, he made money. He gave out free samples to every place he went to. But he walked out of there with money.
By the way, I'm looking at a PDF of everything he had.
Yeah.
And they're on it. I don't know if this still works, but there's a sausage emergency number. So I feel like you could call him.
I could probably call him right now.
You call him right now. He's probably driving
around.
And
say, around. Dude, come on down to 303 Wacker.
I need two rolls of pepperoni.
Get over here and just give me some pepperoni and some logs of meat and some cheeses. I'm telling you, Dan, it was magical. It really,
It certainly seems like it was.
And if you got that guy and then Tamale Man a half an hour later, that was a complete evening. That was a complete evening. So, anyway. I haven't been in contact with the guy in over 3 years. I haven't been in a bar in over 3 years, so.
You should call him.
I should.
Order some stuff.
Get some food, man. Because this is meat. The meat that guy, oh.
How happy to report that apparently he does go to the suburbs as well.
Oh, okay. So I'm sure that people have. I'm sure that people listening have encountered G.I. Joe the Meat Man. Every experience was fantastic.
I feel like you can call him up and he'll come to your house and deliver it, like the Schwan Man.
Who, Dave?
No, you never.
I'm here to deliver the news.
That's a good Dave Schwan.
Thank you.
That's a very good. I thought he walked in the room.
Dan, do you know the Schwan Man?
I don't know if I know the Schwan.
What's the Schwan Man?
It's just a company, and you order stuff, and then they come in a truck, and they They deliver stuff to your house.
Like what
and
kind
it's
of
like
stuff?
All different kinds of ice cream. There's frozen foods.
Really?
Ready made. Yeah, meats and stuff. My mom always orders. She orders ice cream from them.
Oh.
Yeah, the Schwann man.
The Schwann man. That's what I'm going to call Dave from now on. Hey, Dave, I need a delivery. Schwanny. All right, well, let me mention the runner-up. The runner-up was A&W. A&W was the runner-up. Is it any wonder that the biggest name in root beer took a top spot in the test? The panel loves most about A&W's head is a mellow, creamy taste. Definitely the brand that you want to pick up if you're a fan of smooth root beers. And then the best in show, Esmeralda?
Mm-hmm.
Dad's.
Mm.
Coming at the top was Dad's root beer. Unlike the other top picks, both creamy, sweeter root beers, Dad's offered us a bit of a bite. This bit of a kick made a lot of testers pay attention, and there was a great effervescence to the root beer. So there you go. All right, let's wrap this up with some texts, and then we'll get into our regular features. We got to take a break. We got weather, and we got traffic, and then we're going to get into You Big Dummy. But 815 area code says, my favorite root beer is Filbert's. It's made in Chicago, and you can buy it at their warehouse at 34th and Ashland. It's $12 for a case of bottles, and I've seen it at Mariano's, but it's more expensive. They have other flavors of pop, including cream soda, which is also very good. You know, a lot of the places that make a good root beer also make a good cream soda. I love a good cream soda. Dan, do you enjoy cream soda? Do you have a bad memory attached to cream soda, too?
No.
Okay. I love a good cream soda. Esmeralda, do you enjoy a good cream soda?
I'm, yes and no.
Okay.
But to be in the mood.
But if they, you know, a lot of these craft root beer places also do cream soda. And they're usually really, really good. Canadian Bill says, my favorite root beer is Frosty. And don't forget, August 6th is Root Beer Float Day at A&W. Free floats all day. Oh, what, are you kidding me? August 6th. I'm off that week. I'm going to spend that entire day at A&W.
I sense a romantic date with Dana DiLorenzo.
Dana DiLorenzo is going to be in town. We're going to go to A&W. I think Dana, because she's staying a few extra days after, you know, because she's got friends and family here, so she's staying some like a week or something after Flashback ends. I think she's coming to see I Want to Hold Your Hand. I think she's going to come to my screening of I Want to Hold Your Hand. And we're going to hold hands.
I was going to say.
She's going to be on the show next week, by the way, because she's going to be at Flashback Weekend. She's going to be on the show next week, and so is Sven Gulli, to talk about Flashback Weekend, which is coming up it starts a week from today. My favorite weekend of the year. 312 area code says, my older brother was the assistant manager for Dogs and Suds on Waukegan Road in Glenview when I was in high school. Their claim to fame was how creamy the root beer was. I asked him the secret, and he said, more sugar. You know what they, you know, you actually, Esmeralda, you know what they use? They use Planet Mars water. That's what they.
So it's real salty?
It's real creamy. 708 area code. A good website for a selection of root beers is the Soda Pop Stop. Oh, see all kinds of varieties of pop and root beers. Soda Pop Stop. 815 area code says, Dog and Suds used to get it by the gallon and let it go flat. Scrum delicious.
Oh, come on.
Don't let it go flat. 574 area code says, the only root beer is Dad's, period. A&W is okay for floats. We actually had two A&W hot dog stands here. One of them got bulldozed so a Burger King could move in. 847 area code says, just a heads up, Arby's is currently offering root beer floats for only $1. Well, it'd be nice if there were Arby's in the world. I mean, if I could get to an Arby's. And then 815 area code says, we still have an old A&W root beer stand drive-in in our town. Nothing better than a Coney dog and a frosted mug of root beer.
What's a Coney dog?
Coney
dog. Is that the one from Detroit?
Yeah, that's the one from Detroit.
Okay.
Yeah.
I remember there was a place over here and then they closed.
Yeah, no, it did. I remember it closed. Yeah, it closed very quickly. But Coney, I love the fact that the two competing hot dog places, the Coney dog places in Detroit, are literally right next door to each other.
Is that like a thing? I feel like everyone's in cahoots. Because like the ones in Philly.
They're right across the street from each other. Well, but in both of the cases, though, Esmeralda, in both cases, a person who worked for the original
mm-hmm.
started their own business.
Ah, okay.
Right next door or across the street.
I was like, I'll show you.
No, that's exactly what happened. That's what the two rivalries. But both of the Coney dogs in Detroit are good. They're both really, really good. But
man, now I want a hot dog.
I know, me too, man. And in Philadelphia, Geno's, Pat's, amazing. If you're going for the Philly cheese. So, all right, we got a break here. We got weather, we got traffic, and then we're going to jump into our regular Friday features, everybody. Enjoy. Now, everybody, I'm sure that everybody listening right now wants a hot dog and a root beer. There's just no, and a root beer float, like a hot dog and a root beer float. We all want to be Frankenstein right now. That's why we want to be just like Frankenstein.